screams in silence, cloaked in the blackest night. His face hidden beneath the hood that no man dares to lift. A whisper in the stillness, cold as frostbite. In his hands, no weapon, no sword, no flame. Just the weight of an ending, a shadow none can tame. Where he treads, the air grows thin, a suffocating low. A world drawn in, and all that once stood tall now sinks, all colors turning dim. He's not rage or hunger, not pride or thirst. He's the quiet that follows the very worst. The last rider, slow and sure, casting shadows that forever endure. With a touch so soft, he closes the eyes, the final breath, the last goodbye. There's no rush in his stride, no frantic haste. Death moves with patience, with elegant waste. He visits the broken, the weary, the old, yet finds the young, the strong in his hold, in his hold. He has no mercy, no smile, no hate. His eyes are mirrors, reflecting fate. In his presence, time falls away. Seconds collapse into endless decay, as if all the world's days were drawn to gray. The last rider, slow and sure, casting shadows that forever endure. With a touch so soft, he closes the eyes, the final breath, the last goodbye. His voice is a whisper that chills the bone, a lullaby for those alone. There's no sound in his steps, no echo remains, just the quiet, the absence, the end of change. He asks for nothing, takes only breath, yet every soul knows the way of death. A ghostly figure that no one can flee, as silent as the roots of an ancient tree. He lingers in hospitals and fields of war, in empty rooms and forgotten lore. In the quiet corners, he waits unseen, in the spaces between what has and what's been. No one can charm him, bargain or plea. He walks without pause, fulfilling his creed. And in his shadow, all life must yield, bowing down in that final field. The last rider, slow and sure, casting shadows that forever endure. With a touch so soft, he closes the eyes, the final breath, the last goodbye. And when he leaves, there's no trace or scar, just a vast, empty quiet stretching far. Death rides on unhurried, cold and deep, guiding the world to its endless sleep. He's not cruel or kind, just the stillness that remains, the keeper of the silent chains.